So probably all of you know this sound and immediately have a picture in your head, right? Let's make no bones about it. It's just someone walking up the stairs. But wait, what kind of picture of stairs do you have in your mind? The stairs at the train station, the stairs at the university, or the ones in your house? Do you felt something while hearing it, or was it completely new to you? This might sound weird, like having feeling for stairs. No, but seriously, take yourself a moment and think about it. What does this sound may affect inside you? I think we don't have to discuss everyone has their own associations now from their daily life, although it's a common sound to us and we all know it. But let's go back to the specific one. Why is that so important to us now? Well, actually, it's just important for me. Surprise. But that's the point. This is the sound of the stairs at my parents' house, the place I grew up. More specific, my dad walking up the stairs in his slippers. The sound and my little story behind it led me to this topic I want to talk about today. When certain sounds and noises trigger emotions inside you, or more like trigger a feeling of home. This pretty unspectacular sound affected me a lot and brought a lot of questions and thoughts to me. So here's the story. A few years ago, after I graduated from high school, I went backpacking, and there I was, on the other side of the world, on my very own for the first time of my life. And I got homesick. I was missing my parents and my brother, and this familiar place I called home for 18 years. While traveling, here and then I got triggered by certain noises or smells. The state of missing made me really sensitive, and random things like sounds of a door or the smell of a body lotion someone used in a hostel pulled me back in certain circumstances at home. I realized what an important role our senses have when it comes to memories. I dive deeper into memories of these certain sounds and smells and try to reconstruct the connections. So, out of nothing, this sound was in my head of my dad walking up the stairs in his slippers, just of hearing someone else going up some completely different stairs in a completely different environment, which must have sounded just a little similar. But I was able to recreate it just as I would be at home in my room. And from now on, I was 100% sure I could identify this sound from 1,000 others. I realized this sound of my memory is just unique. In this special combination of the wooden stairs at my parents' home, the way my dad is walking, and the sound his slippers makes. So in this moment, I was hearing someone coming up the stairs in a hostel, which just sounded even a little like this one I knew so well. I had this warm feeling in my heart of safety and love and the certainty there's someone I know, but there wasn't, which made it even worse. On the one hand, all this sounds so normal because these kind of processes probably are happening all the time in our head, but on the other hand, the longer I thought about it, I was so fascinated by this fact and how we are able to make those kind of connections in our brain without really being aware of it. So this example led me to this course and my project. In this context of new knowledge about sensory and in particular sound studies, I was thinking about these experiences I made again, and whole new questions came up. And soon I was sure I wanted to dig deeper to this phenomenon. For me, it was interesting how apparently everyone has a huge database of sounds of their very own life deep inside of them, and how those are emotionally connected to certain feelings and memories, plus the fact that it's mostly subconscious, until we got triggered by something or are going to self-reflect it. But when you think about it, it seems logical that all these sounds you are hearing years over years, every single day, etched on your mind, without you even being aware of it. But that's pretty logical too, because those small sounds of daily life you mostly aren't even aware of in the moment you hear them. Or do you always mind the sound the keys make when you enter your apartment, or the sound of your bathroom door. You may think it's just a door and it's just some keys, but all these sounds are unique. But when we think about Stephen Feld, it's absolutely required being aware of all these sounds in our environment first to even talk about further topics. So I was asking myself how this process of getting remembered by senses is working in particular. Like, what happens first? Is there the sensory stimulus and then the memory and after that the emotion coming up? Or first we get affected by a sensory stimulus, feeling and emotion, and only then are remembering something? I got curious how other people might experience this. Do they once recognized or felt something similar? Do they also have certain sounds remembering them of their home or childhood? Do they also have the feeling of being home connected to certain sounds? What does feeling home even mean to them? And what does it to me? For getting a bigger picture, I referred to different people in my life. I was very inspired by the text Touch and Affect by Taina Kinnunen and Mario Kolehmainen and their touch biographies we also discussed in our course. And in this case, I ask about sound biographies. Within listening and thinking about their stories, many interesting realizations came into my mind. But beyond that, it was also very beautiful to learn about all these personal insights you eventually never would have talked about. At first, it's crazy how many various sounds everyone connects with their childhood home and at the same time kind of all talking about the same ones. Nearly all sounds are very common and just get so unique because of all the conditions of the place they are made, like if it's a big or small room, if there is wooden furniture, metal or glass, the person who made the sound and thousands of other things you can observe. Doors, keys, shoes, washing machines, cars, birds, arguing parents, cutlery, dishes, laughing sisters, showers, like everything you can imagine or even not. But let's just have a look what I could draw from all these stories. A lot of sounds go back to the kitchen as its source. Doesn't matter if it's the morning sound of the coffee machine, the cooking fat in the pan, the clattering of dishes, the fridge door screeching, or a chair scratching over the floor. It's always kind of the same scenario. You hear those sounds, like from another room or something. You know someone's there, someone's waiting for you. You are not alone, you know exactly the meaning of those sounds. It's like you are already conditioned to them. Someone said when she heard her mom putting together these certain dishes of porcelain in the kitchen, she and her sister already knew, soon it's time for tea, which was a thing in their family nearly several times per day. Her mom was always shouting that tea is ready, but actually this wasn't even necessary anymore. This sound meant spending precious time with her family and still means home to her. Thinking about Murray Schafer and his soundscapes, every home has its own soundscape too. I love how some of my questioned persons called their home sounds without even knowing about this term, rhythm of daily life, the melody of home or my song of home, and described some noises as they would be different instruments of an orchestra. Like all these unique sounds in its own order and rhythm, over and over again summarized to a melody, and in the end are producing a whole song. Another very common topic is you as a child or teen being home and hearing your mom or dad coming home from work. This is actually so deep and interesting, you could write an own paper just about that. The sound of your mom's car driving down the street, you could distinguish from everyone else's car. Or the sound of your dad coming home, putting his bike in the basement. It's actually really cool how everyone has its own story about that kind of situation. And how a lot of emotions are connected to. There are people who are looking forward to these sounds every day because for them it means not being alone anymore. Now someone finally has time for them. Their parents love coming home with joy. And then there are others who are alarmed by those sounds because it's the exact opposite for them. Like, oh no, now I'm not alone anymore. I'm not in my own safe space anymore. And mom is coming home stressed from work, or dad is angry again because he had a bad day. That meeting those specific sounds in your future again can have an effect on you, we don't even have to discuss, I think. It seems obvious that what you feel hearing or remembering those sounds from the place you grew up has a lot to do with what kind of relation you have with your home. When you haven't had a nice childhood and a bad relationship to your parents, sounds of this place are most likely negative connotated. So the way we perceive these sounds is in relation to how we feel about our memories of home. The sound of my father walking the stairs is linked very positive to me because first, I love my dad, and second, it's just the whole scenario connected to the sound of me being in my room doing things, hearing my father being somewhere in this house since he was always working in home office, and the reassurance that I'm not alone, always having the chance to reach out to him if something is happening. I feel safe and secure and calm and loved. Surprisingly, a lot of sound memories were linked to this kind of situation too. You being in your child's room, hearing other family members doing things somewhere else in the house or apartment, like, again, the kitchen thing, hearing your mom making dinner or your sisters laughing downstairs or your brother mowing the lawn outside. Having the reassurance of your loved ones around, of simply other life at this place, like being together and being connected. It's always the noise as a connection to certain people producing them. It's not just the sound itself, it's the sound as a bridge to certain feelings towards people. And also being able to allocate every sound to its source and to track everyone's actions at this place just by the noises they make doing things. And I bet everyone knows the opposite of not knowing where a certain noise comes from and how it can drive you crazy. This kind of reminds again of Stephen Feld's concept of acoustomology. One of the questioned persons talked about the old wooden floor planks in the apartment he grew up. With the cracking sound they made when you walk over them, he could always locate his mother and siblings in the apartment. I realized how this also can be a satisfying feeling of having control over something. When you can recreate where every one of your family members are in the house with just hearing them, there also can be a feeling of safety and control because you know what may expect you. Like, okay, good, everyone is downstairs doing their thing and I have time for myself up here. Or, oh no, my brother is walking up the stairs. What am I expecting now? Will he burst again into my room very soon? One person wrote to me, "This sound makes me very melancholic." Well, sounds simple first, but it implies processes I was thinking about. It made me to assume that there's this feeling or stimulus we got affected by, and then there comes the memory. Which makes sense because I think we all had this moment when you heard or smelled something and we're like, oh my god, this reminds me of something very particular. And you were searching for the right memory in your head for ages and it just drives you crazy because you can't remember. And when you watch yourself carefully, you can see that there's this feeling in your body from the second you were recognizing the sound, before you even find the matching memory. So, following the view of affect studies, I think we get affected very easily by our senses, what activates certain feelings and leads over to memory. Another story made me realize this again. Here it's not about sound, but anyways, it has the same outcome. That person bought herself a random cream for her feet, and the smell reminded her of a situation 15 years ago, where she looked after her grandpa, who had an accident, and treated him with a certain cream. They only had 7 years together until her grandpa died, but she's missing him and would have loved to have more time with him. Isn't it crazy how you smelled this the last time 15 years ago, and now randomly the smell comes along again, but your brain saved the smell and you immediately remember the situation where it occurred? But obviously the important thing is that her grandpa meant so much to her and it's quite emotionally attached. So within our senses, we are definitely able to get access to our subconscious, to things and memories we may be repressed for a long time. The thing is, it can be a little beautiful, innocent memory you just haven't thought about a long time, but also something big you are traumatized by, and it hits you out of nowhere very unexpected and brings old feelings to light which could have stayed just where they've been. One sentence stuck in my head, which kind of puts all these things together. It was, "I don't want to sound my slippers the same way as the ones for my father." Her grandpa gifted her some new slippers, and they just made the same sound while walking over the floor as the ones from her mom in the past. She loves her mom, and the memory of the sound gives her a feeling of being around here and literally following her footsteps. But the relationship with her dad is a tough one, like bad childhood memories and no contact anymore. So hearing the sound of his slippers from back in the days now again with her slippers would be the worst. I think this last example shows very well how complicated and deeply intertwined this stuff is. For a lot of people, this feeling of home is rooted somewhere in the past and connected to a place they grew up, and since they moved out, it's hard to find so soon again. For some people, it's easy to feel home nearly everywhere. For others, it's a feeling they can only recreate until they start a new family and settle down again. I think we can agree that for everyone, there are more or less conditions for being able to feel home, and if it's only some sounds that remind us of that feeling. The only thing I could say for sure after this, home is where every sound you hear is familiar to you. Thanks for listening, and I hope you could find yourself in some of those stories, or if you just have some new thoughts about it, that would be amazing too.